Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this third Sunday of Easter. We celebrate, continue to celebrate the joy of Easter and also experience the power of Easter in our life as we continue our journey of life here. This month also we celebrate Earth Day. Some of you might know that it was yesterday, celebrated Earth Day around the world. We also celebrate the creation of God by being faithful stewards of this environment and the earth, and also being thankful for the creation around us, the beauty of creation that God has given us to enjoy. The trees and the birds and the mountains and the seas are all created by God for beauty and enjoyment for our life here. So let us be thankful for the creation and be faithful and faithful stewards of God's resources in this world. The announcements are listed on the second page if you want to turn with me. The regular announcements are the food bank, still continuing in that ministry. We now use that for the support of the children in our Hispanic ministry here. Our books are available still for sale for $10 that benefit the Piedmont missions. Our mailing address is listed there for anyone who wants to mail anything. And also our cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers. Hopefully our art class will continue on May 20th on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Hall. And our third Thursday luncheon will be May 18th at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. On Thursday. So please join for a time of lunch and fellowship. Next Sunday, April 30th, will be the Celebration Sunday, where we as a church celebrate our anniversaries and birthdays and any other celebrations, graduations, or any celebrations in our lives. We can dedicate that Sunday, and we have lunch after service next Sunday. So please join in service and also for lunch. Saturday, May 6th, we plan to have a community event that I talked to the pastor of the Hispanic church that we will have. They are going to visit the families around this neighborhood this couple of weeks and then invite people. And we'll have a children's play set and balloons and all kinds of stuff on the parking lot. Hopefully we'll bring some crowd here and get to know them. That is Saturday, May 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So please pray about that and also be here if you have time. On that community event, as we are reaching out to the communities and the families around us, inviting them to worship with us. Our annual conference is from June 1st to the 3rd in Athens, Georgia. Those of you who are planning to attend, you have to register. The registration starts in the first week of May. So you will get an email, or you can talk to me if you want to register for that and to attend that conference in Athens. Thank you for your faithful participation and support of the ministries through this church by your presence, your gifts, and your services and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. God has given us his life as a gift in this world. Let us use our time and our blessings to bless this community with the opportunities that God has given us. We now accept our donation through our website also. Many of you are using that, which is a good thing. And it's very easy. So if you have credit card, debit card, a bank draft, anything that you want to use, the options are there. So please, particularly the ones who are remote worshiping, please use that opportunity and the facilities that we have on our website. Those are the announcements that I have. If anyone has any other announcements, we'll announce that now. If not, we'll continue worshiping God together. I wanted to add one more thing about the community event that we are having on May 6th. I have applied for a few grants through our conference, our church, for our children's ministry and the Hispanic ministry. So we got one grant approved. I believe it is close to $2,000. So that is one thing that we can use and promote the church and the communities around our area here, particularly the Hispanic and then Latino and other countries that are around this area. So let us use that. Just wanted to let you all know that. If there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 89, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold, life flows before Thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All Thy works with joy surround Thee, earth and heaven reflect Thy rays. Stars and angels sing around Thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, standing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in Thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are Thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus, with the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning o'er us, binding all within His span. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of love.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to gather in Your name and also in this church and also online to worship You together, Lord. We thank You for the manifold blessings that You shower upon us every day in our life. We thank You that You gave this life as a gift for us in this world to be a blessing to this world and to honor Your name. We thank You above all for Jesus Christ, Your Son, who came to this world, who overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. The resurrection of Your Son has given us a new life and renewed hope. As we continue to celebrate the joy of Easter in our lives, we pray that Your Holy Spirit will empower us, Lord, to experience the power of resurrection every day. Help us, Lord, to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. In our singing, in our meditation of the word, in our prayers, in all the things that we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
People probably look at that.
Yeah.
That's a big old woman again.
Hi, Liliana and Guillermo. Thanks for joining.
I know. It's unusually
good morning, Martha, too. Thanks for joining.
It's kind of chilly. I'd rather have that than eat.
You don't do that.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Much better.
If you're able, please stand for the responsive reading, which is Psalm 143. I have a typo there, but the page number is correct. It is 856. Please follow that in the hymnal, and please stand if you're able. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you.
For enemies have pursued me, they have crushed my life to the ground, they have made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore my spirit faints within me, my heart within me is appalled.
I remember the days of old, I meditate on all that you have done, I muse on what your hands have worked.
I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
Make haste to answer me, O Lord. My spirit fails.
Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
In the morning, let me hear of your steadfast love, for in you I put my trust.
Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies.
I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God.
Let your good spirit lead me on a level path.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now when we share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it's a time that we use to share our burdens and concerns together as a church family between each other and also with God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His grace. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed there. A couple of call outs from those. Harry, who was in the hospital for almost 11 days for his kidney stone, is back home. As of last week, I think he was released on Tuesday, and he's doing better now, and please continue to pray for him.
I called them yesterday and talked with both of them, talked with him briefly. He sounded very weak.
Okay.
He said he's very, very weak.
Yeah, I talked to Jan yesterday too. But when I went to visit him in the hospital, he was upbeat, but he needs a lot of therapy. Because he needs balance in his walk. That's the biggest challenge. Yes, he had that before that anyway. So please keep him in our prayers. And also Jan, in addition to all the things that is going with Harry, you all know that she's also grieving at the death of her son. So let us keep her also in our prayers.
She also said that the other son is having surgery this week, so she's going to have to wait on him also.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Lord. There's a lot of things happening together.
Yeah.
Let us continue to keep Guillermo in our prayers. Guillermo and Liliana are online with us. Liliana, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We went to the doctor, and his leukemia is stable. He needs to return in 2 weeks, in 2 months. So he's doing better in that part.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for joining, Guillermo. Nice to see you. And Martha is online. She started her chemo. Martha, you want to give us an update, if you would?
Yes, I will start a brand new chemo drug this Wednesday. And I'm praying for good results from it. I've had a lot of stomach pain and everything, which I know is from the cancer. But I'm still hanging in here, so just keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Jan and Harry, nice to see you. Join also. We just shared the condition of Harry, and we are praying for both of you now. Do you have anything to add?
Praise God, we will come through this.
Okay. And we heard that your other son needs surgery too, so we'll keep him in our prayers, and we'll continue to pray for you all. Okay?
Okay.
Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and our grocery clerks and our daily people who are serving, our mailmen, our delivery people, grocery clerks, our farmers, many, many others who work on a regular basis that support us. Let us be thankful for them, and also let us pray that God will keep them safe and their families safe in the works that they do. Let us pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, governors, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions. Let us also pray for world leaders that they will work together to bring peace to this world. Many people in Sudan, if you are watching news, are getting really killed, and really bad things happening in some parts of that world. So let us keep all of those in our prayers, and so that God will bring peace to this time, those areas, and in our country also. Let's continue to keep our church and our church leaders also lead a lot of prayer. Particularly, our annual conference is coming in June, and our world conference, the general conference, is coming in 2024. The church has to make a lot of decisions by that time, and many of you know that division and all the things that are happening in our church. So God will direct our church and our leaders in the right direction, that our church will be firm in our faith and in our discipline, in our doctrine that we have held on to for generations. So let us pray that God will be faithful during that time, that everything will work out fine. Are there any other announcements or anything else anybody wants to add? I'm sorry, prayer requests?
I would like to request prayer for my cousin in Mississippi. He was coming. They was bringing him to the cancer center here in Atlanta. Down in Atlanta, but he had small cell lung cancer. And the doctor said, now that it spread it all over his body. And the only thing they can do is try to make him come.
What's his name?
Marco Stevens.
Stevenson?
Yeah, he's 42 years old.
42?
Mm-hmm.
He's a cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, he's young. Wow. Is he family? Does he have family?
Yes, that's my
children.
Family.
I mean, does he have children?
Oh, yes, he has 2 kids. He had a wife and 2 kids.
Oh. He's only 42, so please pray for Michael Stevenson as he's struggling with his lung cancer. A lot of things are happening around us. We had to attend a very sad funeral on Friday, where a 21-year-old Georgia Tech student, a friend of our son, found dead in his dorm in Georgia Tech. And they did not find him for 2 days. So That was a terrible, terrible tragedy. Nobody knows what happened. The family is so broken. And it was a real bad experience to attend that funeral on Friday. A lot of Georgia Tech students came. And I have never seen so many young people cry like that, like crying loud. So please keep that family in our prayers. A young boy with a great future, very smart guy. So please pray for that family for comfort and peace. If there are no other prayer requests or blessings to share, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in our silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Loving God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us. Whereas your children, we come together and share our prayers of blessings and concerns. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. Thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. And you gave us everything that we need for our life and our faith. We thank you for the grace that you shower upon us, Lord. We come before you with our needs and our burdens and concerns at this time, particularly the ones who are sick in our bodies. We thank you for the healing that you have started with Harry as he is back from the hospital. Continue to be with him, and also Jan, who is caring for him, and also she's grieving in the death of her son also. Bless them together as a family with your peace. And we pray for Jan's son, who is going to have surgery next week. We pray for your grace upon him and his family as well. We pray for Martha. She started another set of chemo. Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her in her body and her spirit. Continue to be with her and Rich and the whole family, Lord. Give them peace during this time. We thank you that we were able to see Liliana and Guillermo online and continue to be with them. And we heard the news that his cancer is stable now. We pray for your grace upon him and strengthen his body and his spirit. Bless them as a family with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for those who are struggling with various illnesses, particularly Michael Stevenson, as he shared from Miss Lou at this time. We pray for your grace upon him. Touch him with your healing hand, Lord, and strengthen him in his body and his spirit. Let your will be done. We pray that your doctors and the nurses in Atlanta can find some form of treatment that will be more effective for his sickness, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with like that. We pray for Dr. Paul Joseph and his family as they are struggling at the grief for the death of their son. We pray for your grace and comforting peace and presence with that family at this time, Lord. We pray for all of those who are going through various illnesses and difficulties. We pray for our service workers, our military, our fire, our police, and grocery clerks, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you for all their services, and we pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for our nation, our leaders of our country, president and many others who make decisions. We pray that you will give them the fear of God and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to do the right things for this country and the people. We pray for world leaders who we pray that you will give them the wisdom to work together to bring peace to this world. We pray for our church as we are heading up for our annual conference and the general conference in the future. We pray for your grace upon our bishop and leaders that they will make the right decisions so that we can stand strong and firm in our faith and in our doctrines, Lord. We thank you for our church and all the opportunities that you give us through this church, Lord. Help us, Lord, to continue to be faithful in doing your work and using the opportunities you have given us. We especially pray for the church event that we are planning for the Saturday, May 6th, that we can get to know many people in our community and bring more children to our Sunday schools. We pray for the Hispanic ministry and the pastor. Bless them also with your grace and thank you for the work that they are doing. Help us, Lord, to work together to be a blessing in this community and thus to the world. We thank you for all of those who have joined online and also in this church. Bless us today as we worship, Lord, that your name be lifted up in all the things that we do here, Lord. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are very merciful and gracious to us, Lord, because from your open hand we receive the gift of life, the health, joy, and fellowship, and all the things that we enjoy in this world. Oh Lord, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. It's also on the screen if you can read that far. John 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us for our blessing, for our life and our spirit. Bless us, Lord, with your word as we come before it, that we will be encouraged and empowered so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you. We pray that your grace be upon us. The words that we hear will come multiplied, that will become a source of blessing to others. We pray for your grace upon me as I speak, Lord. Let your word come through me and to me. We pray for your grace upon all those who are hearing your word today. As we open our hearts, illumine our souls, that we can receive your word with obedience and humility. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is a post-resurrection event that we are reading in the Gospel of John, where Jesus comes back and appears to the disciples several times. And one of the times that he appeared, this thing happened with Peter, that Jesus asked him if he loved him. And not only once, but he asked him three times to restore him, because he needed restoration. We all know that what happened to Peter just before that week of resurrection, during the trial and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Peter, who vowed before everybody and pledged before everybody that he will even give up his life for Jesus Christ. And that's when Jesus turned around and told him that you will deny me three times before the rooster crows. And it happened. And we see a very fearful and cowardly Peter running away from Jesus, even denying knowing him in front of other people during the time of the trial and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. So he needed a lot of restoration. And we read that Jesus, when the rooster crows, and he wept bitterly. That's what we read there. So he knew that whatever he was doing or he wanted to do is becoming unreachable for him. He cannot accomplish these things that Jesus has told him to follow him. When the cross came, when the persecution came and the suffering came, and they were looking at the cross of Jesus Christ and they could not take it anymore. So Peter wanted to go back to his fishing business, or he was confused more than anything else. That's why Jesus came and said, no, you are not going anywhere, because remember, he was given the authority to be the foundation of the church. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was not Peter before.
Right.
He was called Peter, meaning rock, Cephas. And the name was given by Jesus. Because on this rock I will build my church. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus had a mission for him. No matter how much he had fallen back, Jesus wants to confirm him and restore him so that he can be used for his purpose that he had designed for him. Even though we find ourselves in situations like that, sometimes it is too much for us to take anymore. In our life situations, God, I can't do it this anymore. That is when Jesus appears and said, you are not going to do this by yourself. I'm going to be there with you. The Holy Spirit's power will come to you and you will become my witness to the end of the world. And that was a big mission that he was given them, especially Peter. And then Peter was asked these questions about his love to Jesus. He was called in a particular name here. He was not being called by Peter. When you look at that, he said to Simon Peter, Jesus is calling him as Simon, son of John, not Peter anymore. Because he was supposed to be Peter, but he is not Peter now. He is going back to the son of John, who was before when Jesus called him. But now Jesus is confirming him back to where he should be, to be Peter, the rock that Jesus wants to establish his church and the foundation. And that's where he's coming back and restoring Peter. We all need restoration. We find ourselves in need of restoration and renovation all the time, just like our houses do. When we buy a new house, we think that it is beautiful and new. In about 10 years or 15 years, you need a lot of restoration, right? Remodeling, restoration. And there are TV shows now, most popular ones now. People watch all the time about how to restore this, how to restore your house, how to restore your backyard, how to restore your deck. And that's a house that we built for maybe 20, 30 years. But look at us now. We're living here by like 60, 70, 80, 90 years. Look at us ourselves and see how much renovation and remodeling that we need in our lives. Don't we? Don't we? That is where Jesus comes. Don't think that we are weak. Don't think that we are powerless. Because Jesus is the powerful, resurrected Jesus, living God, giving us the power to do his work in this world. So he will come and restore us like Peter was restored, like David was restored. When David was finding himself in the caves and running away for his life, and he sinned before God and others, and he found himself to the lowest of his times many times. And then he cried out to God, and that's all many of the Psalms are written about that. His cry out to God in Psalm 6, we read, he cries out to God, how long, O Lord, until you restore me? And then he cries out to God in another psalm about, I have suffered so much, O God, restore my life again as you promised. And many others, like, you know, prophet Jeremiah calls out for restoration. Prophet Ezekiel calls out for restoration, and many others. And we all need restoration. In this particular case, it's very interesting that John is the only one who talks about this, Jesus asking Peter this question. John is the only one who writes about this. You don't see that in any other Gospels. But again, when you go and continue reading this, we see that Jesus is asking him about his love towards him, and then he is giving him, every time he asks him about love, he's giving him the mission. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. And then he said, verily I tell you, when you were younger and dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. How real that is in our life. Amen. Isn't it? How real that is. When we get to a point, we get older, and then we need help from others to get dressed or go somewhere, and I don't have to tell many of you how that is. No. And it happens to all of us. And he is reminding Peter you are going to have a situation like this in your life one day. And we read that it is Jesus said this said to him to indicate what kind of death Peter would have by and glorify God by his death. That is, the history says that Peter was hung upside down for the sake of gospel when he preached. So that's the persecution that he had to go. That was Peter. That was Jesus telling him, you know, there will be a time then all of your vigor and your strength will be gone and somebody will take you. Just like it happened to me. And that is what the world gives to you as we witness for God in this world. So we will have suffering. We will have death. But ultimately the power of death was conquered by Jesus Christ because of his resurrection. That is what the most important point that Jesus was telling him about this mission that he's giving him. When Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" There many people are saying that he was using different words, especially two different words for the particular, in Greek, for that particular love. I mean, we have love, the one word for everything, right? A father loves his son, a husband wives his wife, but both loves are different. We know that. They are different kind. But we use the word love for everything. But in Greek, there are different words for different kinds of love. And many of you know that philios is one of them, that brotherly love, the love between each other. And then agape is God's love, which is different from human love, because God's love is completely sacrificial and unselfish. No matter how much we love out of selfishness. We can say that it's not out of selfishness. We love our children. Why? Because they are our children, right? Yes. That's the self-centeredness. But it's nothing wrong with that. But we are like that. But God's love is like that. God loves everybody. Even when we run away from God, God loves us. So that particular word is called agape in Greek. So then there is eros, which is the erotic love that we talk about, the bodily, physical, attractive love. So these are all different terms for. In this particular case, where Jesus was asking him about two different words here, one of them was the philios, and the other one was agape. The first time he asked him, Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He was using the term philios. So brotherly love, that's the son of John. Because son of John and son of Joseph, Jesus is the son of Joseph. And Peter is the son of John. They are humanly speaking, Jesus, are you loving me like brotherly love? That's what he was asking. And Peter said, yes, I love you. Saying, yes, I do love you like a brother. Then Jesus went one step ahead and asked you, do you have the love of God to me? That's what Jesus was asking, agape love. And then Peter replied, again with the philios word. That's what it says. Yes, I love you like a brother. That's not what Jesus wanted to hear. He wanted to confirm, do you love me more than any of these? That's what Jesus asked him. So when Jesus asked him any of these, there might be many things that was around them, the disciples themselves, the other disciples probably. Are you going to be loving me more than these disciples? Or more than these things that you have around you, that the fishing business that you are planning to go to, or your family? Or he was probably talking about anything, and are you going to give up your life for me? Are you going to have an agape love, the sacrificial love, that self-giving love that Jesus was asking him? And Peter just broke down when he heard that final question. And he broke down, probably he remembered the three times that he denied Jesus in front of others, even in front of a servant girl when Jesus was crucified. He probably remembered the three times. And here Jesus is coming back and asking him three times, do you love me with a divine love, a sacrificial love? In other words, are you willing to give up your life for me and my kingdom? So Peter broke down and said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. That's all we can tell God. We can say, God, I love you so much and so much, but God knows our hearts. God, you know how much I love you. It is between me and God. It's a personal thing. Nobody can measure our love towards God. No one else can measure. And Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this? It may be that do you love me more than you love these disciples? That may be one meaning of that. Or do you love me more than you love this fishing gear, the carrier that you wanted to go back to? Or do you want to love me more than anything else in this world? So this particular interaction between Peter and Jesus describes Peter's future to him and says, someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. In other words, you are going to do certain things in my name and you are going to go to the ends of the world to be my witnesses. And Peter proved that later on. And he became the rock, the foundation of the church that Jesus wanted him to be. And Jesus has already met with Peter individually before this. We read that in Luke chapter 24, that Jesus appeared to him in person. And in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul also talks about that Jesus appeared to Peter in person also. So even before that, before this gathering, Jesus probably has appeared to Peter, but Peter was trying to get away from him. And now Peter was really cornered. You are not going to, you can only run, but you can't hide or something. We say that, and we cannot hide from God no matter where you run to. We see that about Prophet Elijah, who was afraid of a queen, a Jezebel, who was an Egyptian lady who came, became the king's wife. And I don't want to go through all of that story. King Ahab went and found an Egyptian woman and brought her, and she brought her gods with her. That's what happens when you go in the wrong direction. And then she threatened Elijah to kill him because he was doing a lot of things for God and killed a lot of false prophets and idols. So the queen did not like him and said, I'm going to take your life one day. And then Elijah got really afraid. And we all are human beings. And that's what scripture says in the James letter in the New Testament. He's talking about Elijah is like human as we are. When he heard that the queen was so angry with him, he was afraid and ran for his life. And then he went away into a desert and into a cave and hid there himself. And then he prayed to God, God, I am here. I don't want to do your work anymore. Please take my life from this world. That is the bottom point of a great prophet. But then God's angel appears. And he had not eaten for 3 days. But here when he was woken up after his sleep by the angel, he saw bread prepared for him in front of him. And then the angel told him, get up, eat this, and drink this water, and be strengthened in your body. You have a long ways to go. You are not going to be done by your life in this desert. I have a plan for you. And then God appeared at that time and asked him, Elijah, what are you doing here? You are supposed to be ministering to the people as prophet. Now you are in a desert, in a cave, hiding from a woman, particularly a queen who came from Egypt. And then he said, you have much more mission that I have planned for you. And he said, you are going to go to the next king, next country. And they are waiting for you so that they can anoint a king. What a powerful, powerful mission that is. As somebody who wanted to take his life in a desert, in a cave, afraid of his life, now is strengthened by God and asking to go to the next country and anoint a king there. What a great commission that is. Dear friends, even though we find ourselves or we think ourselves that we don't have much abilities or much strength in our bodies or in our souls, God can give us the power and the strength. Amen. God has a mission for us. No matter, even if our life is very short, we might think we don't have much time left in this world. Sometimes we think like that. But even with that precious time, every minute and every moment that God has given is valuable for him. And he is going to make us do greater things more than we could ever imagine. Restoration literally means to return back to original state. And Jesus restored Peter exactly where he was, and he empowered him by the power of the Spirit to go and be his witness, giving up his own life. Not only he restores, he also makes a blessed future and a better future for us. As we read in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, you all know that. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and to give you a hope." And the Psalm 19, we read, the psalmist is saying that the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring our souls and giving us a future that God wants to use us for the blessing of this world. So as we go from this place, know that God is going to empower us. Even when we find ourselves in the lowest moments in our lives, maybe physically weak and sick, and maybe mentally weak and depressed, maybe spiritually you think that you can handle certain things that God wants you to do. But remember, like Peter or Prophet Elijah or many, many other saints who have gone before us, they all have gone through these down times. But every time when they were down, there was God and coming down to them, strengthening them for a greater purpose. So be encouraged that God has a greater purpose for you and me. That's why God brought us to this particular place together here. Even though we are very few, God has a plan for us. Amen. Continue to be faithful in whatever that God has given us so that we can use it for the blessing of God. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 462, "If You Are Able, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." If you are able, please stand.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I am so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me to do the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, pray. need to trust Him more.
Amen.
Amen.
People of God, trust in Jesus, who will give you chances after chances. Come back to us and restore us when we find ourselves weak and down. He will strengthen us and give us the power to do what He wants us to do. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.